This is KCUR 89.3 NPR in Kansas City. A private developer has been quietly purchasing land around the southern border of Kansas City to build a new landfill. But as word started getting out earlier this year, nearby cities and residents sounded the alarm, expressing fierce opposition to such a project in their backyard. The debate has raised a key question: does Kansas City need a new landfill? As KCUR's Chris Fortune reports, it's not too early to talk about it.
So much hate and vitriol again. Take it out on.
On the afternoon of May 4th, Republican Senator Rick Bratton launched into his fourth hour of a filibuster.
This is deciding to decide with someone who stands to make billions of dollars at the detriment of my constituency.
He was fighting to bring House Bill 909 to a vote. It prevents a landfill from being built within a mile of another city without their permission, and it impacts the landfill project in South Kansas City, an area Bratton represents. Exhausted and frustrated, Bratton appealed to his colleagues.
And it's quite clear that people in this building don't care, and they're going to make the person trying to fight for their constituents stand as long as it's possible. And that's fine, because I'm going to stand as long as I possibly can to do it.
Several cities, including Raymore, Lee Summit, Grandview, and Belton, have passed legislation opposing the potential landfill. They worry a stinky, noisy facility will pollute their neighborhoods and drive down home values. The Kansas City Council placed a moratorium on landfill permits earlier in March until a review of the city's trash needs is complete. But even though a landfill project is on ice for now, what to do about Kansas City's trash should be an ongoing conversation, because Kansas City generates a lot of trash. Kansas City Public Works Director Michael Shaw says garbage trucks are constantly making trips to the landfill.
We have crews that go out every single day. Somewhere in the area of around 30 trash trucks on a daily basis go out and pick up trash. Each truck does roughly 1,000 to 1,500 homes a day. When the truck is loaded, they'll actually drive it to the landfill.
Courtney Ridge Landfill in Sugar Creek is the city's primary landfill for municipal waste, which is what garbage trucks pick up at your homes and businesses. Tom Jacobs with the Mid-America Regional Council says every Kansas City resident produces around 7.5 pounds of waste per day on average. That adds up to over 3.8 million pounds, or 1,900 tons of trash produced citywide every day. A 2022 Missouri Department of Natural Resources survey showed Courtney Ridge had an estimated 19 years of remaining space. Jacobs says if the landfill continues to operate at the same capacity and Kansas Cityans keep producing trash at the same rate, landfill space may need to be addressed in the next 10 years.
We might want to start community conversations sooner because these are complicated endeavors.
Jacobs said all options, including landfills, could be considered, but the goal should be to put the most sustainable waste program in place.
I would say that it's always prudent to be looking towards the future and understanding what our needs might be and that we plan accordingly.
Now, 10 years may feel like plenty of time, but it takes a long time to approve a landfill. It takes a minimum of 5 years to even get a permit, but David Drilling with the Missouri Department of Natural Resources said it usually takes 7 to 8 years.
I know the general rule of thumb is when a landfill gets down to 8 to 10 years of life, they need to start looking to either expand or close down.
Another challenge, Drilling says, is figuring out where a new landfill can go. Sometimes new landfills are placed closer to cities to reduce transportation costs. Courtney Ridge is about 19 miles from downtown Kansas City.
It's definitely getting harder to site landfills. Many of the facilities that we have in the state were built 20 years ago, and as urban areas expand, they sprawl out a little bit and they might get closer.
One detail not accounted for in that 10-year timeline? Building public support and trust. Drilling says the way things have played out in Kansas City has been unusual. He says he was surprised by the public's awareness of the landfill project before an application was submitted, because the process of building a landfill takes years.
I don't know if we've seen it on this scale or this early in the process before, because we heard about the possibility of this facility from the backlash before we even had contact from the people that were proposing it.
A proposed ordinance from the Kansas City Council should keep a landfill application from being processed for a year. In the meantime, city officials are working to implement programs to divert more waste from landfills. And Mayor Quentin Lucas has promised, quote, regional conversations about our trash needs. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Chris Fortune.